Hello again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Pray that you all are having a blessed day so far, whenever you're listening to this, whether it's in the morning or evening. God is good. He gives us days when we don't really deserve it, but he's very kind and loving. And for inspiration, our inspiration today, I would like to continue in Luke. In the last couple of days, we spoke about how the angel appeared to Zacharias and then to Mary. And each time the angel said he was bringing good news, glad tidings. And so then continue here in chapter 2 of Luke. This was in the time of Caesar Augustus, it says here. And it was the time for taxing. Everybody was to go into his own city to be taxed. And so Joseph was going up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, it says. And they were headed to Bethlehem because he was of the house and lineage of David. Verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So in the previous chapter, it was told Mary she would be with child, and now she is very close to having the child. Verse 6, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. We've heard this story many times, I think, about Jesus, not about his parents, Mary and Joseph, not having any place to go, no dwelling or no inn, it says, but like a hotel or a motel, no home to go into. And he had to go, Mary had him in the we'll say probably a barn or something like that. So it says verse 8, excuse me. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. In the last two examples that we read about the angel appearing, the people always were afraid. And I suppose that would be how it would be if an angel that a person showed up in front of us and there was bright light all around them, with the glory of the Lord shining around them, we would probably be afraid too. And then, but in each time, this is what the angel says. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And that's so wonderful. Each time he says the same thing. Don't be afraid, he says. I am bringing you good news. I'm bringing you tidings of joy, of great joy. And it was both Zacharias, because his wife was going to have a baby. And then he told Mary that it's going to be great joy because she's going to have a child, and that would be the Son of God. He was going to be a salvation for the people. And so here again, this angel appears to these shepherds and tells them that he's bringing good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We should all say amen to that. It's so such a wonderful proclamation that this plan of God that he set in motion back in when Adam and Eve disobeyed him in the garden, those wheels had been turning all the time from Adam's to the time of now that Jesus was actually born came to this earth, God himself coming to the earth to work out his plan of salvation. And peace, goodwill toward men. Verse 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known to unto us. So in this case, the shepherds believed the angel, where, if we remember, that Zechariah doubted it, and then he couldn't speak for all the time that his wife carried the baby. And Mary, she believed it. She said she is God's servant, and that whatever God's will is, she to let it be. And now these shepherds, they believed this good news that was given them. And it says that they were telling each other, let's go into Bethlehem and see what this thing that the Lord has shown unto us. So it says 16, in verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. So, today, the Spirit of the Lord is still calling people to this, telling them where they can find Jesus. And those that move with haste like these shepherds did to find Jesus are rewarded with a lot of joy and peace and goodwill. And it's wonderful that so many years ago this happened, and yet it's still very real today that the Lord Jesus is still there calling people unto him. And it's a wonderful example here of the shepherds, how they all believed, and they were, at once they rushed over to find where this was, and once they found it, it says that they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. And it sounds like they were really rewarded by believing what the angel had told them. And I guess we probably can't quite imagine it, but to actually find the baby where they told him where to find him. And they found him exactly where they were told. So yes, there's no doubt in their minds that this was the Lord Jesus, the Savior. So I'll read another one verse here. When eight days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So, and when the days of a purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. So, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. So they were still following the customs and the law back then. Because first Jesus was just born. He had suffered and died and crucified and risen yet. So this was still part of the plan. But so I hope that we can all remember what a wonderful message that was with the good news that the angels has been given these people, all this, these three people, the instances that we've read, and then especially now that this great Savior is born, and he gave that good news, and that good news still stands today. So keep that in your heart, and be encouraged, and serve the Lord. So we speak again. God be with you.